And you're back with Rocket Right Radio. I am Dr. Kay Solar in the house today with our producer, Kevin Gallagher.
Hello.
And our medical segment is brought to you each week by Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center.
When you or someone you love is diagnosed with cancer, it can be all-encompassing, and every cancer experience is different. The staff and physicians at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center, will surround you with highly individualized resources and care to meet your every need and preference. Visit MaryBirdLake.org to learn more.
And in today's medical segment, we are joined by Whitney Craig, who is the Director of Cancer Services. Thank you so much for joining us, Whitney.
Thank y'all so much for having me.
All right. So first of all, let's talk cancer services. It's been a part of the Baton Rouge community here for the last 60 years. Tell me what you strive to do over there at Cancer Services for folks that may not be aware of it.
Sure. So, yeah, we've been around. We're celebrating our 60th birthday this year. So
wow, that's a long time.
Yes, it's fantastic.
I have to say that, well, I'm close to Cancer Services as far as
the birthday goes. Far below it on your birthday age. So we've, as the cancer landscape has changed through those 60 years, of course, we've kind of maintained that same mission to help improve the lives of those living with cancer. So it's our individuals that have been diagnosed, regardless of their age, where they're treated, and all those things, that we're here to serve them and their families through that kind of process of diagnosis, treatment, and the survivorship piece.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that are done there, including you have a lot of children's programming.
Correct.
That is something that I think a lot of folks are not aware of.
Correct. Yes, we have a lot of programs that are geared toward our children that have been impacted by cancer. So that means both our children that have been diagnosed themselves, their siblings and their family in that kind of pocket, as well as our children whose parents have cancer and have been diagnosed. So kind of helping educate and support all of those pieces and parts, because it makes a difference when you have knowledge.
There's no one that has not been touched by cancer.
Correct.
Well, and how do you find that, you know, children, it's kind of hard to process cancer as a diagnosis, whether it's themselves or one of their loved ones, because their entire daily routines, their family life really changes at that point. What do you do to kind of help with that and talk to kids so that they do understand that? Because it's just kind of this word that's out there.
Mm-hmm. It's a big, scary cloud. And so for children, the unknown is scary. For adults, the unknown is scary.
Mm-hmm. So absolutely.
That's right. When you hear the word cancer, that's a punch in the gut, regardless of how old you are and how much you know about science and the world. And so for children, it really is our families know their children best. So however you can communicate honest and openly with them is kind of what's recommended. Because a child doesn't need to know all the medications you're taking and all these things that are such long words if they're not asking. A lot of times you take the child's lead. So if they're asking questions, answer those questions. And don't be afraid to answer the really hard ones, too. Because we all think of it immediately when you hear the word cancer. You think, oh, well, that's it. This is how I go. It's not necessarily the case. Medicine has improved. Things have improved. But you want to be upfront and honest. Because that's the kind of the biggest piece. And a lot of times, too, we teach children that illnesses can be caught. And mm-hmm. so it's reteaching.
Right.
Because cancer can't be caught by hugging and kissing and drinking after somebody. But germs are something to be aware of. And so it's kind of a tricky piece that, depending on mm-hmm. their age, developmental side, you know, where they are in that piece, what they can understand, and also how they can help. They're kids. We got to let them be children and still have that playtime. And so what's normal for that family? If it's movie nights, that's easy for you to do if you're in chemo and radiation. Put a movie on. It's all right if you fall asleep. Ask them for what happened, you know, and engage with your child still as much as you can if you're the sick one. Now, if it's mm-hmm. the child that's sick, still help them have some sense of control. It's that idea that when a toddler has to put their shoes on in this seat or before they get to the door, either way, the shoes are getting on their feet.
Right.
It's the same thing. Give them some choices that are safe. That things that they can choose. If it's, I want to wear this superhero shirt today to chemo or that superhero shirt. Or I'm going to bring this teddy bear or that, you know, things that they can do and choose that make them feel a little bit in control and empowered.
And lower the mm-hmm. anxiety.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
If they can have any knowledge, it helps just to ease it. And that things change. In all kind of medical worlds, you have a plan, but stuff changes. And so for them to be aware of that, and it's not a scary thing when change happens.
Right. And so that's some of the general stuff. But you have some camps that I really want to talk about. In fact, y'all recently just had a week-long summer camp called Camp Care. Can you talk to us about that?
Correct. So Camp CARE has been going on for over 20 years.
Wow.
And it is our camp for children who have cancer and their siblings. We invite the siblings in because a lot of times they're kind of feeling left out.
Sure.
And so this brings everybody together. We do a week-long kind of day camp. So we went to the Knock Knock Museum.
Mm-hmm.
We went to LSU. We started off with LSU, and Mike the Tiger lovingly greeted us
at his wonderful
habitat. Mm-hmm. We also got to go see some of the new Tiger Stadium things. We met a few football players on media day. So it was really a fun kind of interaction. We had police escorts all week in our big bus.
Oh, my goodness.
So the kids felt like royalty.
Mm-hmm.
The officers did such a nice job of getting us places quickly, effectively, but then also having a good time with the kids.
Sure.
And how many kids do you usually have that partake in?
So this year we had
activity
35 campers that were at camp. We had about 45 that signed up, but 10 of those were in active treatment and were too sick to make it. So sometimes that happens with kind of the group we have. Sometimes you're feeling good enough and all your numbers are high enough to be out with other people, and other times you're not. So we still got them as engaged as possible. We sent a lot of the arts and crafts to the hospital, and we got them all the goodie bags and all the fun memories.
That's so how would kids hear, their families hear about the camp? How do you get the word out? Is it through the doctors and those that are actively being treated? Is there more that's shared with the community should someone have that diagnosis but maybe isn't aware of cancer services at all?
Yes, and.
Yeah.
So, of course, our doctors and our community are a major piece of that. A lot of times, we're in South Louisiana. People connect to people. So if someone hears of someone being diagnosed, send them over to Cancer Services because we're glad to help in any kind of way that we can. We work really closely with the St. Jude affiliate here in town, and so that's how we get a number of the kids, and we work closely with the doctors there to make sure that the children are healthy enough to attend camp, to do activities, and we partner with them to just ensure that the children are there and safe in a medically environment, you know, treated environment that's okay for them.
Are some of these kids that attended the camp, are they involved in cancer services throughout the year with other things?
Correct.
Cancer Services does? So it's not their first interaction when they do the camp day.
Correct. Sometimes we'll meet them when they're at the hospital just shortly after diagnosis, and then other times we have family activities with you all year long. So each month is a different activity. We'll have, you know, we'll go to the movies one day, we'll have a fall fest with a bunch of games and activities. We kind of do things all throughout the year to really normalize cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It gets people that have cancer together and let them talk about the things that they have going on. So if they're parenting through cancer, how do you do that? How do I discipline when I feel like I'm about to open my mouth and throw up? Or, you know, those sorts of things. And how do I discipline my child who has cancer?
Right.
That's
even
that
bigger.
Very hard.
I mean, correct. Like, how do I tell them no?
Right.
And so for them to get together all throughout the year, we do different activities that gets people that are newly diagnosed as well as survivors so that they can see that I can do this too.
That's great.
What
now, you have a camp also going on this weekend.
Correct.
Another one called Camp Climb.
And that,
tell us about what's different about that camp.
That is for our children who has a parent or guardian with cancer. And that stands for Children's Lives Include Moments of Bravery. Climb.
Love that.
Okay. And so for that piece, we do more of a family camp because what we found is that cancer tends to break so much apart and rip it so much apart to pull us away from one another and isolate us that we want to bring those families back together. So even if it's a single mom, she's got people supporting her somewhere. And so we're bringing those adults together to support each other, as well as the children with that family. And so we do different coping skills, different educational seminars. We're even writing letters of appreciation. So the adults write to the children and the children write to the adults. And so that way they kind of get some interactions that way.
And is this a day-long camp?
Right now it is. We're piloting a day and we're hoping to do weekend or longer in the future.
And I know you've got so many things going on. What are some of the other children's camps coming up that you'd like to mention?
Yes. So Camp Aaron is the one on the horizon the end of September, and that is for grief and bereavement in our community. So in South Louisiana. So we have children coming from Lafayette, New Orleans, Slidell, up to Alexandria, all over the place. And it is for any kind of grief or bereavement. So the death of someone significant, be it military, homicide, suicide, the gambit. And we bring these children together for a weekend camp. It's September 27th.
And so this is all children?
Correct. Ages 6 to 17-year-olds.
And what time is the camp activities?
We start on about 4 o'clock on Friday, and we end about 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay. And
what a great idea.
And where is that held at?
Camp Estruma, so just north of Baton Rouge.
That's a great facility.
Great. So, and how do people find out if if they're not right here in Baton Rouge and they're seeing one of the physicians, although a lot of the children are coming to the St. Jude affiliate Correct. Here that live outside of the Baton Rouge proper area, how do you get that word out, and how should people contact you if they go, that sounds like something that I really am interested in, especially since it involves non-cancer.
Correct. Grief. So they can go to our website, cancerservices.org. They can drop on by our location at 550 Lobdell Avenue, Baton Rouge, or they can give us a call, 225-927-2273. But we'd love for them to get in contact with us because all these services are free of charge as well for all of our families.
That's awesome. Amazing work you're doing. We've been talking with Whitney Craig, who's the director of cancer services right here in Baton Rouge. And we're going to be up talking some coffee talk next, and where you can drink your cup of coffee and drive around the state for some great happenings. Up next.
More Rocket Right Radio is coming up right after this. Stay tuned.